Hi, Tom Seeger, Vice President for Student Affairs.
And you just finished with this conference. Explain what the conference is about and what your role in it is.
So this was the 11th annual West Virginia Student Leadership Conference. And it started with the intention of building the leadership capacity of our undergraduate student leaders across our four-year and two-year public institutions. And so imagine a three-day experience in Jackson's Mill, 4-H camp in Western West Virginia, where we focus on leadership. So we help students develop their capacity by learning to focus on their values, understand what they care about, what they're passionate about, give them some skills such as how to delegate, how to set goals, how to form coalitions and work with others. And so it turns into a great experience for two reasons. One, we have an outstanding curriculum, but what's really cool about it is that we bring student leaders in similar positions throughout our four-year and two-year public institutions. So students get to meet their counterparts who are in similar positions in leadership roles. And so you have this learning process that takes place to where not only are they gaining some incredible content, but they're sharing notes. They're sharing their experiences, and they're strategizing on ways they can go back to their campus and be a lot more effective.
What is the benefit of our students or any students from the colleges around the state, but specifically Shepherd students, to go to something like this? What are they bringing back?
So if you think about leadership having the goal of positive social change, they come back to campus with the tools, the strategies, and the motivation to create positive change. And so I'll give you a few examples that we've witnessed over the past several years of having Shepherd students attend. Some of the ideas, such as having the Underpass Cafe, extended library hours during final exams, extending the Pantran bus hours during exams, those kind of ideas came out of attending the conference. And so the ideas came from there, and as well as just the strategy to figure out how do we get people to come together and make a positive change. And so those are some of the benefits of attending the conference. Some nuts and bolts details that we gained. We learned some strategies for effectively amending the SGA Constitution, some ways to make that process much more nimble. We adjusted some voting processes to make those processes more nimble. And that just gives you some concrete examples of what comes out of this conference, because you have all these people coming together. And part of the conference includes roundtable sessions where students identify issues they want to discuss, and then we form little. We have roundtables with the topics labeled on the table saying, if you want to talk about funding, you come to this table. You want to talk about how to get people more involved, you go to this table. And we run four different one-hour-long roundtable sessions across a three-day conference.
Well, thanks a lot.
Sure.